Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 27th, 2025, and here are our top stories. DeepSeek R2, Alibaba Open Source, Inception AI, AI Breakthrough. DeepSeek R2. DeepSeek is gearing up to release the successor to its widely discussed AI model, R1, sooner than anticipated. The Chinese AI firm plans to leverage the current attention on R1 by introducing its next model, R2, earlier than its original launch in early May. DeepSeek's unique company structure might play a role in this accelerated timeline. Unlike typical Chinese companies, DeepSeek employs a flat management structure, fostering a collaborative environment with 8-hour workdays. R2 promises enhanced programming support and multilingual capabilities beyond English. DeepSeek's innovative approach has caught the eye of the U.S. government, showcasing the strategic importance of AI leadership. Alibaba Open Source. Alibaba Cloud is stepping up the AI game by releasing open-source versions of its video-generating AI, Yuan 2.1. They are rolling out 4 models, split equally with 14 billion and 1.3 billion parameters. These models promise to produce high-quality images and videos from text and image inputs. Global developers, researchers, and companies can access these models via Alibaba Cloud's ModelScope community and the Hugging Face platform. Yuan 2.1 tops the VBench benchmark with an 82.22% rating, being the only open-source model in the top 5. It can generate a 5-second video at 480p resolution in around 4 minutes on a standard notebook. Supporting both Chinese and English text effects, this model excels in creating videos with realistic multi-object interactions. Alibaba's move mirrors the earlier release of China's DeepSeek, a text-generating AI, further fueling the competition with U.S. AI firms. Alibaba is also investing $52 billion in cloud computing and AI infrastructure. Inception AI. Inception, a fresh face in the AI world hailing from Palo Alto, is stirring up excitement with a new diffusion-based large language model. Spearheaded by Stanford's Stefano Ehrman, this model claims to blend the diverse capabilities of traditional large language models, like code generation and question answering, with the speed and efficiency of diffusion technology. Unlike the sequential nature of standard models, diffusion models work by refining a rough estimate of data all at once, which allows for speedier performance and lower computing costs. Inception's offerings include an API, deployment options, and a suite of ready-to-use DLMs, with performance levels reportedly outpacing current models like GPT-40 Mini and Meta's Llama 3.18b. This approach could significantly enhance the efficiency and cost-effectiveness of AI applications. AI breakthrough. In a significant leap forward for medical research, Google's AI tool, CoScientist, has accomplished in 48 hours what took scientists at London's Imperial College nearly a decade. This tool verified a hypothesis on antibiotic resistance, a pressing global issue posed by superbugs, which resist multiple antibiotics. Professor José R. Penedès and his team spent almost 10 years investigating this resistance's origin. CoScientist not only confirmed their theory swiftly, but also suggested 4 additional plausible approaches, including a novel idea now under further exploration. This illustrates AI's potential to accelerate research and potentially speed up the development of new drugs and therapies against formidable superbugs. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.